Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, time for the second half of Darren, Donick, and Chase. You just made the list time here on 102.5 The Game. MLB The Show. Hey, last time we gave up one of these things, boy, the lines went nuts. So now is your time to vent, put somebody on the list, have some fun.
Yeah. Somebody that deserves to be on the
list.
Yeah. Somebody that, you know...
Or something.
Or something.
Some entity.
Yeah, don't matter. Anything and anybody can be put on a list.
That's right.
You know?
Including yourself. You can put yourself on the list if you
want. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I put myself on a list before, so you can do it too.
And for some reason, Darren has stepped away. I don't know what's going on. He had to step away.
He's putting himself on a list. Because of the last text that he was reading.
Well, that's what I was going to do, but I want Darren to be present.
Will you put him on a list?
when he hears mine, yeah. So do you want to start? Do you have a...
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to start. And this is who's on my list, okay? There's two people on my list. Well, not people. But one is a person and the other is my dog. That's who's on the list. I'm putting my dog on the list, okay?
Boy, that's got to be bad.
Yeah. Well, it's not really bad.
You just made the list.
Okay. When I'm, you know, set my alarm for, you know, usually I set it for 6 a.m., in between 5:45 and 6:30, depending on the day and what I got to do. So I'm setting it. Because I know eventually the dogs are going to walk past my door, start making noise on purpose. My dog does that in the morning, both of them. It's because they know they want to go out. So they want me to know that they're ready to go out. And I usually, they're ready to go out. I throw on my sweatshirt, my pajama pants, and I'm out the door. And usually, more times than not, my dogs go out the door, boom. They hit the grass, do their bids, boom, I pick it up, boom, we're ready to go. Well, today, Miss Ginger, the oldest one, no, it was Lexi. It wasn't even Ginger, I'm sorry. It was Miss Lexi, the youngest one.
Okay.
She's walking across the grass. She does, you know, she does the number one. And I know they have to really use the bathroom. So she done. But then she starts eating grass for like 2 minutes. And I'm like, what are you doing? Ginger's finished. Ginger's done what she needed to do. You just lolly. Every time a bird tweets, she looks up. Every time a car, she just look at every noise she hears, she looks. And I'm looking like, what is, like, just use the bathroom. She sat out there before she even finished doing what she had to do. She sat out there for 10 minutes. And I'm just looking at her like, do it. Do it. She finally does it. And then look at me. And then come prancing back to me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You did all that. You could have just came out, used the bathroom, and I would have let you do whatever you needed to do. But you kind of made me wait. You know? And you usually don't do that. I guess she did that because it was like 60 degrees this morning. It was nice.
They know. They know.
Sun was out.
They're so
she wanted to take
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She wanted to take her time. So she's on my list.
You just made
Lexi's
the list.
On my list.
Also, never understood the eating grass thing that the dogs do.
Yeah, right? I think it settles their stomach right? Or something. Yeah.
Something to do with their stomach. Yeah, I eat grass. Like Les Miles. Les Miles had an upset tummy. He would eat grass.
And then quickly,
they like to look at you too when they eat the
exactly
grass.
Exactly like
chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah.
Like I'm doing this.
I'm eating
here.
Grass.
You
yeah.
can't do anything about it. Mm.
You guys got any bread? I'm making a grass sandwich.
Grass
this is good.
Sandwich.
Grass sandwich is good.
The second person on my list is this.
Oh, wow. We're not done.
You know, no, when two. You when you're coming to, like, because I was going home yesterday, and there was a work truck or something, and the street's not big enough for three cars to kind of actually go through at the same time. So I'm pulling up first, and I see somebody coming. I just waved them through, like, hey, come on through. Don't worry about it. I'm just going home. Come on through. Because that person was leaving out, and I was coming in. Come on through. And I'd already stopped. Why that person stopped too and waved back at me? Like, come, I told you. I just told you, come through. I gave you the right of way. Like, go. Why then do you need to tell me to come on? Like, I don't understand. And when somebody lets you go, what do?
You wave to them.
Yeah, you wave to them and go.
You
go.
You wave and you go.
You don't say, oh, no, you go. Because I'm going to say, either I'm going to say, no, you go, or I'm going to do this. I'm going to start pulling up. And I had that happen the other day. I pulled up, and then that person started coming. I'm like, which one you want to do? Like, so people, if somebody tells you to come through, just go ahead and take the right away and let them go.
You just made the list.
Willie, do you have anything?
Darren, yes.
I know.
I am going to put you on the list.
Oh, you're going to put me on the
yes.
list?
Yes. Okay. For reading on, reading on the air in the reading to yourself voice that you did in the last segment. Darren got on the radio last segment, if you missed it, and he started reading text from the... Yeah. He said, guys, let me read a couple of texts brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What does it say here? He said something about A.J. Brown. Let me just see. What does he say? So let me just see what this one says. Here. Hold on, guys. Just give me a second here. John from Columbia.
It's like, hello. We're on the air. We're out of the break.
Like
your mic is on.
And why did we do that too? Right? We can be all by ourselves, just reading something. But we what does this say here? It's telling me the taxes are due on April 15th.
Why do we change our tone of voice?
Yeah. That's why do we do point. That?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh my gosh! I'm crying. So I'm literally crying.
So Darren gets the list for reading in his at-home read-to-yourself voice on the radio.
Oh, that's what it's
Columbia, hold on. But I was also like, hey, guys, hold on. Columbia, hold on.
A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill's Instagram, and deleted the tweet. Man. And the first round and a second round pick.
let me read it. You just
hold on. I've got it now. Regular voice. Here we go. John from Columbia.
Let me just scroll down here.
Okay, so you did not go where I wanted you to go. So I'm going to take it. Okay, I'm injured. Even though you just put me on the list, I'm going to come to your defense. I don't know what the hell's going on here today. So we're going to start with Arby's because you still suck for getting rid of potato cakes. But I got to put Joe Rexroad on the list.
Oh, yeah. I thought about that one, too. Yeah.
Joe Rexroad, whoever decided, and it's not Joe that decided to do this, I don't think, but whoever decided, you know, Chase has made it abundantly clear this jersey, this framed jersey, has survived bombings, tornadoes. I mean, he is like every devastation there is. He's painted the picture. This thing has survived it. And then somebody put it in our studio in a chair. Now, I don't know who thinks that's a great idea. Let's see, a framed jersey, let's put it in a chair. And Rexroad, who yesterday we asked him, we peppered him with a lot of questions, and I'm still kind of unclear. He's kind of painting the picture like he's just minding his own business, and ba-boom, this thing explodes. And he looks around, what happened?
It's gone.
Oh, my gosh. Willie's jersey's it's imploded. The glass shattered. Like, I don't know if the studio's haunted. Maybe it was a ghost. I don't know, but he painted this picture like, I'm just minding my own business. I'm reading text in my text voice, and the jersey exploded.
Right.
The frame exploded. So I don't know who was behind it, but Joe clearly was the person in the vicinity, in the closest vicinity, and he's just sitting there holding parts of the frame, And I guess, Willie, you got to examine the evidence.
I looked at it.
This morning?
Yes. The frame is gone. It's not salvageable. It's it's firewood. There's no question.
Oh, wow.
It's firewood.
It's a great fire starter. The kindling, you know, you just put that on there with the newspaper. You're ready to go. Does anybody have newspaper anymore to use to start a fire? But I do have the jersey. The jersey is in good shape. It is fine. But unfortunately, the great story of the framed jersey that was in a restaurant that got damaged with the Christmas Day bombing. Remember all the bricks and everything? And they pulled this thing out a few months ago and brought it here. It was a great story.
Yeah.
But it's gone.
So how did it survive?
The frame's gone.
How did it survive?
See, that's
that,
what we don't know.
And then
we
Joe managed to break it.
I know.
I don't know if this is like a Ryan Tannehill fishing story. Uh-huh. Like, this story's kind of taken on its own life. Like, you're not going to believe. You know, we don't really know what it's been through. This is a version from Chase. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. But he has painted the picture that it was, you know, captured at sea. It was just floating out there. It was captured at sea. It survived the tornadoes a couple marches ago. It survived the bombing on Christmas morning. And now it couldn't survive Joe Rex Road. So I don't know. It doesn't. A lot of things don't add up. Cody Holland on Twitter, when Chase posted a picture of you kind of looking at the, you know, the devastation, Cody says, I mean, could somebody put a sheet over that or what? I mean, basically declaring it dead.
Man. It was dead. What did you do, Joe? How?
He said he just sat in the chair.
He said he just sat down and, you know, the thing exploded. So there's a lot of missing elements to the story. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for being in the vicinity, I got to put Joe on the list because
you just made the list.
He destroyed it. I mean, this is yet again something he destroyed here at Cromwell Media. So, man, I'm putting him on the list. All right, we come back. Loaded lines. By the way, one person did fall off, so we've got one line available at 615-737-1025. I think we have another copy of MLB Show 22. If we don't, we'll go into Chase's personal collection of autographed wrestlers and give that away as a prize. 615-737-1025, or maybe we'll just give away Willie's jersey. Not sure the prize, but we'll take your calls next here on the DDC. But first, I'm going to talk to you about Cool Springs MD. You know my friends over there. You know I've been going there for years, and you've heard me talk about them for years, and you know how they've helped me for years, and I know they've helped a lot of you as well. And maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds that you would love to shed. By the way, 80-something degrees today and tomorrow and Sunday. Hopefully, warm weather is here to stay. And maybe you would like to shed those unwanted pounds. Well, weight loss management is important to them, and they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, and boy, does it get challenging as we age. Well, their friendly staff, their experienced staff can sit down and talk about PRP, hair removal, and Botox, and finally hormone therapy. If you felt off lately, not felt yourself, trying to figure out what's going on, well, you can get your levels checked for starters. They tend to go down as you get older, and that can affect you in a lot of areas, your drive, your energy, your mood, how you feel. Their experienced staff can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. These are just some of the things that they do under one roof there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Your phone calls next. You just made the list time. It's time for you to feel a little bit better going into the weekend. Tell us who or what has made you mad. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Nate. Nate, who or what has made you mad?
The Preds fans who say, you after every single save are on my list.
You just made the list.
I get that this is not Pekka, and we do things differently with Yusi, but it doesn't have to be done after every single save, especially the so-called routine saves. He knows we appreciate him and everything, it just gets annoying when he makes an easy save and the use birds come out.
Is it after every save, though, or just big saves?
I feel like there's a group of people that do it after every save.
Huh, okay.
Now, when he's diving across the crease to make a save, which is actually, I don't know that I've seen him do that because he's in impeccable position. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I understand the amazing save, but every save, come on, people.
Okay. All right, Nate. Thank you.
You
I always
just
thought
the
it
list.
Was kind of after big saves and there's like a little break in the action. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Nate may be onto something. I didn't think it was all the time. I mean, he makes a lot of saves, so. Now it's on my radar. I'm going to be checking that out.
You're
going to
be listening now, huh?
On Sunday. All right, let's go to Eric. Eric, who or what is on your list?
Hey, guys, I've got two people that made my list, guys. And it's just the two ladies that were involved with that fiasco at the wedding down in Florida. The bride and her caterer that decided it was a good idea to spike everybody's food with marijuana. It's just like, what possesses somebody to do that? I mean, there's just so many ways you could go with this, you know, because they apparently put the food, the marijuana in the lasagna and in the salad and all that other stuff. It's just like, it just boggles my mind what possesses people to do stuff like that. And apparently both the bride and the caterer are faced with serious charges. They could spend up to 25 years in prison and also be fined $5,000. I mean, they said the guests were just feeling woozy and just dizzy and all sorts of things. It's just, I'm going to leave it alone, guys, because there's so many different directions you could go. But it makes no sense why people would just do something like that. So the bride of the wedding and that caterer who spiced everybody's food with marijuana, you just made my list.
You just made the list.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a bizarre story for sure.
Yeah, that is, yeah. Why would you do that? I mean.
Why do people do what they do, Derek?
You got a point there. Yeah. Gosh, wow. You didn't think that potentially someone could have a bad reaction to this. Someone may have heart problems. And you still do that? I mean, wow.
I think someone needs to investigate this further. I think I'll have to fall on that sword. Just to see if they're overreacting.
Just to see if this was real or a little bit of an overreaction.
I don't know, yeah. I don't know if the investigation was thorough, but I got my journalism degree for times like this.
We'll send Elijah down this weekend.
Yes.
Let's go to Barrett, and maybe he can fish with Ryan Tannehill. Let's go to Barrett.
Oh,
who or what has made you mad?
The Rutherford County jury duty. First of all, you don't want me anywhere near your courthouse for any reason.
I don't even know what that means, but it's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had my fill. And so I show up there. There's 250 people in this room, and I counted six persons of color. Six out of 250. And I'm looking around, and it's very disconcerting and disappointing and almost upsetting to think that so many people, if they're unfortunate enough to face a trial, that they claim these are your peers. This was just like the Mayberry RFD, you know, whole lot of middle-aged white faces, including mine. I did everything in my power to try to get out of it, short of flipping off the judge.
Well, you're here, so I guess you got out of it. You're talking to us.
No, this is orientation for the entire month of May forthcoming.
Oh. Ooh.
It was yesterday's orientation.
Ooh.
So, and I begged out, and they said, no, you're serving. So
technically,
they're on the list.
You're still trying to get out of it because you came on to talk about it in hopes they're listening.
Just wait till the lawyers get in there and start trying to pick the jury and ask me questions. So say, dismissed. I guarantee you.
Put an X on that guy.
And I'll make my $11 per day for showing up.
Man.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
You just made the list.
You
know,
he don't get chosen.
I've never.
He wants to get chosen.
And I'm a knock on wood. I've never been chosen. Well, once, but this is why I was playing. So I was able to, I couldn't do it. So, but after that, I've never gotten a letter saying I needed to show up for jury duty. I pray that I never will either. But I haven't gotten one. Thank goodness. Have you?
Nope. Only one time, and it was after I had moved out of Davidson County. I was like, I don't live in Davidson County anymore. I'm in Rutherford. They're like, oh, yeah, our bad. That's it. That's the only time. And all these, I mean, I hesitate to even talk about it because I think you're jinxing me. I think you're
I got a knock on wood.
Yeah, Darren, talk about it. talk about jury duty. Nope, you're jinxing me. Let's go to Tony. Tony, who or what is on your list?
Hello, gentlemen, and this one hits close to home for all of us. Tell you who's on my list, who made my list. The one and only George Plaster.
And a whole
you just made the list!
George has forced me from 2 to 4 now to either start planting flowers or listening to Jared Stillman. He has changed to another venue. We have been following, I have been following George for many years, even when Willie was with him. And now he's forcing me to go to another venue and in a later time slot when I'd normally spend some of that time with my glass of wine or a cigar and a bourbon. And now I'm going to have to be doing something from 4 to 6. And at the same time, like I say, having to listen to Jared Stillman from 2 to 4. It is unbelievable that we have followed George Plaster for so many years through 6 decades of being on sports talk radio, and we still think the world of the guy. He has changed radio stations like my brother used to change banks. He started collecting bank cards, and George is now collecting radio station numbers. So, guys, I'm going to leave it at that. George, I love you, but now I'm forced to plant flowers or do something else from 2 to 4. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tony. I like that line. But we'll pass that along. Kyle, get one more in. Who or what is on your list?
Hey, ESPN is on my list. Y'all had an announcer on yesterday from ESPN talking about the NHL playoffs being second tier. There's nothing second tier about the NHL playoffs. So ESPN is definitely on my list for that because they treat it like it's nothing pretty much. And I'll take y'all's comments off the air. And y'all
on our show?
Yeah, the announcer yesterday was talking about it, being on ESPN News or ESPN 2 for the NHL playoffs.
You talking about Richard Deitch?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a nut. So, okay.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
You just made the list.
Richard's a big hockey fan, so I don't remember the exact. We were at First Horizon. I don't think he was saying that. By the way, he lives in Toronto, so they. He definitely pays close attention. I don't remember exactly the context of what Richard said yesterday, but I can tell you he's not bashing hockey. He's a hockey fan. So thank you for the phone call. We'll come back. Speaking of hockey, good segue. EJ Raddick, he will be a part of the broadcast for the Predators and the Lightning tomorrow night down in Tampa. EJ from NHL Network will join us next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. You can join us, Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting the Folds of Honor. That'll be May 16th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities. You can sign up to play at thegamenashville.com/golf. That's going to be a really fun event, and we're looking forward to that. Coming up here pretty darn soon, so keep that in mind. Would love to see a lot of you out there playing, and hopefully it'll be exactly like a day like today, huh? I mean, this whole weekend is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Low 80s.
I am here for it.
Oh,
sunny.
Yeah.
Hello, guys.
No rain.
No rain.
Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, and Derek Mason. Let's say hello to EJ Raddick, NHL Network. By the way, you can watch EJ on a special edition of NHL Network Showcase tomorrow. That'll be at 11:30 our time. Yeah, 11:30 in the morning. A conversation, reactions, analysis coming from EJ, Jackie Redmond, Mike Rupp, and Kevin Weeks. EJ, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to that that game tomorrow. We got the Penguins and Red Wings, and it's a unique broadcast because
We are doing it kind of clubhouse style, so the game will be going on. Viewers will be able to see the game, and the four of us will be kind of talking about the game and talking about hockey and stories from Mike and Kevin and myself and Jackie, and it should be interesting. It's something a little different. You've seen it with the different sports. We're trying it in hockey now. We'll see how it goes.
I like it. So this is kind of like the football version of the film room, right, during a game?
Yeah, right. I guess. I mean, it's a little bit of Manning cast. It's a little
Manning
bit
cast, it's a little okay.
Bit, it's a little bit everything. And, like I said, I think Kevin and Mike have a lot of interesting stories. And, you know, when you're watching a game and it's kind of in a relaxed environment like this, I mean, it'll be a good opportunity to really talk about some things that go on, you know, in the midst of the game, but also to talk a little bit about some things that, you know, that are relatable to the game and to what's going on around the league right now. Those guys, and again, myself, I've been around for a while, so I've seen a few things over my time, and Jackie as well. So it should be interesting. Like I said, it's something new, and I'm looking forward to doing it tomorrow and to see how it is received and how we enjoy it. I think we'll have a good time. We'll see if everybody else does.
Oh, I'm sure you will. So if it's like the Manning cast, you're going to have Marshawn Lynch on now that he's a minority owner for the Kraken, so you'll have him on and interview him?
Love to have him on. we'd love to have him on. I mean, I can ask him about driving that Zamboni. He's done something that I've never done. I've never driven the Zamboni. He was out there doing the donuts on the ice the other day.
Only Marshawn Lynch could pull that off. You're right. He did.
Yep.
I want to go where the Predators, by the way, are heading to the airport right now. They're going to take off here shortly to go down to Tampa and take on the Lightning tomorrow night. I was watching the Lightning and Leafs game last night, and boy, was that game ugly down in Tampa. Wayne Simmons, former Predator for a brief moment, got fined $2,250, which is about a dollar to us, for his hit on Sergachev. I got to be honest. I watched it several times, and I like Wayne a lot. Got to know him a little bit in his short time here, but isn't that exactly what the league is trying to get out of the game? And if that's just a $2,200 fine, then to me, EJ, doesn't seem like they're that serious about getting that. He left his feet. I mean, I don't know. That to me looked like exactly what they're trying to put a stop to.
Well, just for clarity for the listeners about the fines, right? Because it is a light fine, right? When you think about $2,200, you're like, for a professional athlete who makes a yearly wage, these things are collectively bargained, and they can't fine them all that much money. There are limits to it. So that's why you see that. Player safety looks at each and everything that happens. They're always a little, you know, they always like to use the term, they're like snowflakes. They're all just a little bit different. And in this particular case, George Parros and his group felt that this was the appropriate reaction. But, I think we all have different opinions about these things. I know there are times that I've differed with their opinion on it. So it can be difficult. And, I know they look at them all, and I know that, they try to put things in, you know, use precedent of things they've done in the past. So, you know, in this case, they felt that's where it was at. But, you know, these are two teams that could play, look like more and more like they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. So, you got to be careful with that stuff, because if teams feel slighted in any way that justice was not served, sometimes that can play out in further confrontation on the ice. So we'll have to watch and see. But it looks like those two teams are going to play in the playoffs unless anything kind of substantial changes over the next several days. And it should be an interesting series. I kind of look at that game last night as kind of a throwaway for Leafs. They're missing Matthews. They're missing Jake Muzzin. And they've been playing so well. They're using their backup goalie. Tampa really needed that game last night. Tampa's really struggled. I mean, coming into that game, they were 1-9-1 in their last 11 games against playoff teams. So they really need that game last night. And now
they're feeling good about themselves. And, of course, it's time for the Nashville Predators to show up down there just as, you know, just in time when the Lightning are playing well again. So we'll see how things play out tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going, EJ. I was going to bring that up. Like, that's the next opponent for the Predators. And, you know, yes, we saw the Lightning here for the Stadium Series game, which was a, you know, a great, great time here. Predators unfortunately lost the game, but it was an awesome experience here at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. But I was going to tell you, this doesn't look like the same two-time defending Stanley Cup champs. They just don't look the same. And then I watched last night's game, and I was like, oh, well, maybe they're getting right at the right time. I don't know. I mean, they had their way with Toronto last night. And, boy, that game got ugly late. Man, it was ugly. The officials, I mean, they just couldn't stop them from fighting every 2 minutes.
Well, when you get a game that gets to be 8-1 and there was a lot of chirping going on, and, you know, again, they are, you know, maybe there's a little message sending that, you know, the idea these two teams are going to play. And, you know, maybe in a playoff series, like I said, it's looking more and more like that. I'll tell you this, when I, you know, remember being at the Stadium Series, it's so funny. I mean, you know, that was such a great event. And, you know, it seems like it was longer ago than it was. It was only, you know, the end of February. So it wasn't that long ago. But that was a nasty game. That was a physical, hard game between two teams that played each other quite a bit last year because of the way things were configured last year due to the pandemic, but normally don't play each other a lot in the normal course of things. So I would expect it's going to be physical again tomorrow night based on that. And, you know, Tampa is trying to write their game. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to Butch Goring, who worked with us at the NHL Network, a former Islander that was part of the Islanders team that won 4 consecutive cups. They're the last team that won 3 consecutive cups, which is what Tampa's trying to do this year. And I asked him, which was the hardest to win? And he said, absolutely the first one. And I asked him, well, why was that? And he said, well, because after we won the first one, we knew how to do it. And he goes, it gave us a big advantage, and we really felt that we could always find ways to win. And so I think about that with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and to your point that, you know, it's been a struggle for them over the last 2 months. And they've had a lot of hockey in 30, like most teams, 30 games in 60 days, thereabouts. And they haven't looked like the team that we're used to until kind of last night again. And so maybe that's part of it. Maybe the Tampa Bay Lightning have that advantage of having won now twice in a row. They can maybe turn the switch. If anybody can, it'll be them. And I'll be curious to see, you know, how things go moving forward and into the playoffs. But as for the Preds, they need to kind of clean things up on their end. And it's, you know, it's not a great time probably to be going into Tampa Bay with the Lightning coming off a really good win.
How do you think that final playoff spot is going to be? Dallas, not a good little stretch here for them. Vegas and the Stars have the same amount of games. How do you think that last spot is indeed going to play out? I know Nashville isn't safe and secure, but how do you see those final two wild card spots, and who do you think is going to eventually get left out?
Well, I mean, Nashville's in a good position, right, because they have the 93 points, so that's the good news. The bad news is, I mean, you're playing Tampa Bay and Minnesota back-to-back, so those are tough games. And, you know, let's face it, they can go either way. And you got to go and play Calgary, and they were just able to beat Calgary in, I believe it was a shootout the other night, right? So, but that's a tough opponent. And then you got to go to Colorado, and you finish in Arizona. So, you know, those are some, that's a gauntlet to run. Now, the good news is some of those teams have clinched already. They might be in a different position. You don't know who they're going to play in those games. So that's a little bit of help. But it's a tough way to finish the year for certain. Dallas is at home, and they've got Seattle, Vegas, Arizona, and Anaheim. I think Vegas is in a spot where they can get in, because if they can win out, and they have the game with Dallas, that gets them into a tie points-wise, and I believe they have the tiebreaker over Dallas because of regulation wins. So that would be helpful for them. And then Vancouver they had a tough loss last night in Minnesota. They got to go to Calgary tomorrow night. That's a challenge. You know, they're kind of really hanging on by a thread. It really depends upon, you know, how things play out in front of them. If Nashville and Dallas were to stumble, In the case of Nashville, due to the schedule. In the case of Dallas, maybe you know they've had a tough week, so you know that might open the door still for them. But you know, right now you got to give Nashville is in a good spot, and then I think Vegas and Dallas is kind of a toss up because you know they do play each other, and that's a chance for Vegas to get even. The only problem for Vegas is they finish with three on the road, and one of them is in St. Louis, and the Blues are playing well.
EJ, have fun with tomorrow's broadcast. We'll be watching here, and should be a lot of fun. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for doing this, as always.
Yeah, something different. Looking forward to it, and get ready for the playoffs, and looking forward to see how things play out. I mean, it's been a great year for the Preds with a lot of individual terrific performances. We'll see how they finish out and who they get in the postseason. So it should be a fun few days.
No doubt about it. EJ Raddick, NHL Network. They're going to have their showcase tomorrow. It'll start at 11:30 our time, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. Conversation, reactions, analysis coming from EJ, Jackie Redmond, Mike Rupp, and Kevin Weeks. We will come back and put a bow on the third hour of the DDC, but first, Chase, you're going to tell everybody about Screwball.
I sure am because, you know, it's the weekend and you want to unwind. I want to unwind, and I'm going to do that with Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey because when I'm out and about with my friends, that's my go-to. Whether it's a shot or a drink, it doesn't matter. And I prefer the shot. That's my chilled shot. That's how I like it. But you can have it on the rocks and you can have it as a peanut butter old-fashioned, however you want it. It's an original, just like me, just like the suit or the Star Wars shirt that I'm wearing today. But you can order it by name. It's made with all natural flavors, real peanut butter, real peanuts, and real whiskey. So order a Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey just like me, but also be like me and do it responsibly. Copyright 2022 Screwball Spirits LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume.
We're at your official home of NASCAR. Tune in Sunday at 1 o'clock. Vroom, vroom. Geico 500 at Dega. Talladega Super Speedway. You can also get you ready for the race. Some show called Chasing Checkers at 8 o'clock here on these airwaves. ESPN 102.5 The Game. You know anything about it?
I do. I've heard of it.
Yeah?
It's a good show. What are
they?
Huh?
Do they talk about racing?
Yeah.
Or checkers, actually yeah. checkers, the game.
No, we don't talk like about checkers.
Do they do it from Cracker Barrel and play checkers?
That'd be good. Hey, 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I'd be down to do
so
it.
So you don't Cracker cover Barrel. The World Checker Championships?
We do not.
Damn. No.
But excited about the show this week. Caitlin Vinci from Fox Sports is going to join to talk about Talladega, and then Brian Crichton, who's the president of the Talladega Super Speedway, going to join as well.
Mm.
All right.
There we go.
And we'll, of course, talk about the dirt race that was at Bristol.
Yes.
So that'll be fun.
Okay. All the, what do you call them? Are they motorheads? Is that what they're called?
Gearheads.
Listen.
Kyle Busch had the line of the weekend, though. He won the race because the leaders wrecked, and so he was able to squeak by and get the win. And people were booing because it's Kyle Busch, and he goes, I love this. I feel like Dale Earnhardt Sr. getting booed, and I didn't even do anything. It's pretty good.
It's like, hey, I won. That's all that matters.
That's right.
And then he makes a lot of people mad by comparing him to himself to Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know. I think
he's kind of earned the right to be in that discussion.
I know, but that doesn't always sit well with them. It doesn't mean that it sits well with people.
Well, because people don't like him. But, you know, he's won 60 races. He just tied Richard Petty for 18 consecutive seasons with a win, which is pretty crazy. He's got over 200 wins across the three national series. So, dude's a racer, whether you like him or not. I think we all agree there are times he can be a bit of a sore loser, but he admits that. So,
hey,
at least
as long as you admit it.
there, you admit it, or you use a phrase with all due respect.
Yes.
You can get away with whatever you want.
With all due respect, now you can say whatever you want.
I was watching the Predators about to board the plane and head to Tampa. They'll have the Lightning tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Of course, you can hear that game on these airwaves. Pete Weber and Hal Gill will have your call from Amalie Arena. I'll have pregame for you at 5. I watched the Lightning just dismantle Toronto. And I know EJ said, hey, they didn't have Auston Matthews. But that was kind of like the storyline coming into it and Muzzin. But you know, the storyline is like, hey, they've been, you know, they're like 6-1-1 without Austin Matthews, and then they get annihilated. And then it's like, you know, it's like pick your storyline. Oh, they're 6-1-1 without him. They don't even need him, and then they get annihilated. But they didn't have Austin Matthews, right? Then it becomes the quick, oh, but they didn't have him. So that's probably going to be the first-round matchup. But, boy, that is going to be fun to watch. But this Tampa team, I do feel like a Predators win here. So let's just say this. 3 points out of four on Saturday and Sunday, this back-to-back situation they're in this weekend, I do kind of feel like they've punched their ticket. Like it's – they're in. I kind of feel like they're already it, but I think they'll have punched their ticket in if they can do that. Anybody disagree with that?
Well, Dallas is on a 3-game losing streak, so
– Dallas is kind of going the wrong way.
Yeah, if they continue to go in that direction, then, yeah, I would say they're going to hold on to that number one wild card spot. Dallas, you know, might find themselves out of the playoffs.
They may.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the team to watch. I mean, everybody's watching Vegas, but Vancouver's going to make this interesting. Now, they may run out of time, but – They are making this interesting with how they've played 6-2-2 in their last 10. Now, they did just lose, but
I was going to say, that didn't help them.
It didn't help them. Like, they have very, very
– They can't lose anymore.
Yeah, they have a thin margin for error, but they've made it interesting already, I guess is the best way to put it. But Nashville's just got to take care of business in Tampa, which is easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
That was costly. And, of course, Minnesota is just – I mean, Minnesota beat him 6-3 last night. I mean, Kevin Fiala is – you're talking about a heater. Two more goals again last night. He's got 32 on the season. These last, like, 3 weeks for him, he has been on fire. Hartman scored again. He's got 32 goals this season. Boy, that Minnesota-St. Louis matchup, round one, wow. Is that going to be one of them? You know, again, one of them's going home after round one, and that's just unbelievable. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. How do you guys think the Preds will respond after coming off the big win over Calgary? They've had a little extra time off. You think that'll serve them well?
Anytime you can get some rest toward the end, it should serve you well.
But does it? I mean, we thought that about the month of February, and it really didn't serve them well.
Yeah, but I think this is a little bit different. It's closing in on the end of the season. They understand what needs to happen. And if I can get, you know, a day's rest, you know, it's good. You know, they got to play Calgary again. So, you know, if you can get this rest in between, you know, the last, what, four games of the season, it's good. I don't think it's a negative. And I know why you're saying that, because it's like, okay, we're playing, we're on the road, let's keep playing. But sometimes you need a little rest.
Yeah. I think having a few days off here would be good for them.
Yeah.
Because they know. I mean, they know what's at stake, so they know what they need to do. So I think it's all right.
Viking Matt on our text line says, Preds need at least an overtime loss to Tampa and to beat Minnesota. Basically the 3 points that I said.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't they just win outright? Both games. Next two games. And that's it. That should securely keep them at the number one wild card spot.
Yeah, I think so.
Raymond in Franklin says, your Predators got smoked by the Blues. Don't forget. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Raymond.
Thanks, Raymond.
Turns out they're actually not our Predators. Like, we don't own them.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that be awesome?
I mean, it'd be cool. Wow, it'd be awesome.
We'd get a cool suite. You know, it'd be fine.
You would really be called the suit then.
I feel like I'd be obligated to wear a suit. Yeah. Even though, you know, the chairman now doesn't wear a suit. So
either a sport coat, you'd be obligated to wear a sport coat.
Not really.
No, he wears like the hat and the warm-up jacket and stuff. Yeah, I mean, he's
kind of like, you know, there's some good things that came out of COVID. I kind of think we've realized there's a lot of things that we don't really.
I will always remember.
I don't think we're dressing the same. Yeah. I don't think the office is. It's just a lot of things that.
It's all different.
Are not viewed the same. Like we realize we can do things remotely. We could, you know, it's just there was a good that came out of it.
So I will always remember Kevin Stallings at a Coaches versus Cancer event showing up in a warm up track suit, and he said, "My boss wears this every day. I can get away with it."
You yes, know, he did.
He was right.
It was a great line. All right, we'll come back. Supposed to be joined by Dave Stewart. Hopefully we'll have him to begin the final hour of the DDC. That's next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.